this again is the Plug in America podcast. Welcome back. I'm Sherry Boschert, and our guest today is Jay Friedland, a board member of Plug in America and our legislative director. Hi, Jay.
Hi, Sherry. How are you doing this morning?
Good. Glad you could join us. It's a big month, March 2008, for Plug in America. Big happenings in Sacramento on March 27th. Can you refresh our memory what's going on?
Sure, I'm absolutely happy to. Yeah, March 27th is absolutely D-Day for electric cars because it looks like the California Air Resources Board is once again poised to either save or kill the electric car. And I think what we've really got going on is that the public policy has now moved forward 5 years from those dreaded moments in the movie Who Killed the Electric Car. And that's when we saw the California Air Resources Board really make the mistake in policy of taking the zero-emission vehicle mandate program and turning it into a research program for hydrogen fuel cells. Well, what we're up against is that the staff of the California Air Resources Board, which I'll further now call CARB, took and made a series of proposals around what the next phase or next phases of the ZEV mandate program turn out to be. And so what we've seen is that the California Air Resources Board is really not standing up and doing the right thing in terms of zero-emission vehicles. Particularly, the area that we're most concerned about is because of some sleight of hand, the numbers of actual vehicles that will be put on the road has been severely limited. Originally, the goal was that by 2015, there would be at least 25,000 vehicles, actual zero-emission vehicles on the road.
And this is actually what the car companies agreed to in 2003, right? When they watered down the mandate for this decade, the car companies agreed that in those later years, 2012, 14, they would produce thousands of zero-emission vehicles, right?
Exactly. The car manufacturers basically convinced the car board that they would come through and produce these large volumes of vehicles. And now they've come back 5 years later and basically said, oh, well, we can't do it exactly right now.
How about that? Yeah.
And this is, you know, as David Freeman said, this is that mechanical rabbit in front of those greyhounds. And once again, here we are. So what Plug in America is advocating is that we hold the car makers, and we also hold CARB, to the numbers that they agreed to in 2003, which would be 25,000 vehicles in the period of time between 2012 and 2014. Now here's what the board is actually, or the staff has actually proposed. They've proposed that there's a backfill, or what we like to call a backslide, of 90% of the vehicles can actually be filled with different kinds of vehicles, such as plug-in hybrids, which we love, but they aren't really true zero-emission vehicles. They've also created an atmosphere where it's really pitting plug-in hybrids against true zero-emission vehicles like battery electrics. And we think that both of those concepts are wrong, that the California Air Resources Board should stand up and say to the automakers, produce 25,000 vehicles in this period. It actually amounts to only about 8,400 a year, which would mean between 1,000 and 1,500 per automaker.
Over a three-year period.
Well, actually, that's individually per year.
Okay.
It would be about 8,400 for each year, 25,000 over the whole period of time.
And let's look at that backfill or backsliding option. I mean, if they start off with 25,000 zero-emission vehicles, but 90% of those can be plug-in hybrids or hydrogen internal combustion engine vehicles, oh my God, what a horror show. What that means is you end up with so few all-electric vehicles, zero-emission vehicles, that the car companies wouldn't even really have to make them themselves, right? Couldn't they just buy credits from Tesla or the small companies that will be making electric vehicles?
Exactly. In fact, even if they were to raise that floor from 10%, which amounts to only about 150 vehicles a year per automaker, which is just a ridiculously low number, if they raise that floor to 50%, they'd still be able to just buy the credits from other third-party manufacturers like Tesla or a number of other people who have announced electric vehicles, so they could just buy those credits and actually use them instead of making the cars themselves. And what we believe is that the automakers need to take and make volumes of cars in order to get to commercialization. Because when they start making thousands of cars rather than hundreds of cars, they have to actually solve the tough problems. And we also believe that those tough problems are solvable. One of the other key points that the staff has really put forward is that batteries are still way too expensive. Well, we've talked to battery manufacturers, for example, A123, and they're now saying that the batteries are as low as $500 a kilowatt hour. That means if you took a plug-in hybrid like the Chevy Bolt, which has about 16 kilowatt hours in the pack, it's an $8,000 cost. Well, the staff for CARB is assuming that the cost of that in that phase three timeframe, in that 2012 to 2014 timeframe, is $25,000. So they're off immediately by a factor of three in terms of cost. And that doesn't even account for, when I was talking about that $500 a kilowatt hour, that's in the 2010 timeframe. So we really think that batteries, that this is one of those key issues that the staff of CARB has really continued to overlook. Battery costs are coming down, the quality is going up, and the ability to get power into the vehicles, whether they be plug-in hybrids or battery electrics, is just becoming more and more affordable. And the staff really doesn't take that into account. In fact, it seems the staff continues to seem to be very biased toward those hydrogen fuel cell vehicles rather than toward battery electrics.
Well, this is going to have a huge impact over the next decade, because if we don't get them to start mass producing these vehicles in the next decade, I don't know that the state has much chance of reaching its goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions the way we need to by 2020.
Absolutely, Sherry. I mean, I think that's you've really hit on a key issue. The goals are very, very aggressive. It's a 25% reduction for greenhouse gases by 2020 and an 80% reduction by 2050. Only way to get to those 20 numbers, and this is based on a University of California study that was recently published, is to use electric drive. Electric drive has the capability of taking those polluting gasoline internal combustion engines and either making them much more efficient by using plug-in hybrids or by taking them and removing them entirely and having a pure electric drive vehicle, which will really actually move those emissions to a place that we can not only reduce them, but we can also further control them by moving them to the electric grid, which is cleaner, domestic, and in bottom line, it's also cheaper to fuel the vehicles.
So we need big change. We need bold change. And Plug-in America has started an online campaign asking our supporters to get messages to the Air Resources Board and to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Why would he maybe be an ally on this?
Well, we think Governor Schwarzenegger can be an ally because he's actually buying an electric car. He's actually put in an order for a Tesla Roadster, one of these great new electric cars. It has over 200 miles of range, so it's the kind of car that can actually meet the needs of almost everyone, assuming you can afford it, but the governor certainly can. And the governor is really one of those people who, since it's his agenda to push for these greenhouse gas reductions, I think he can put the pieces together and really see that he needs to go and influence the Air Resources Board, particularly the chair, Mary Nichols, who he recently appointed, and basically tell her, you need to put these electric vehicles back on the road. And so that's what we're asking for in the campaign. In fact, if you go to http://www.pluginamerica.org/action, then you can get right to the page where you can send a letter to the governor and send a letter to Mary Nichols. And both of those are very important because we really believe that the more people that can influence this process and get to the governor and also get to Mary Nichols, the better chance that we have of getting electric vehicles back on the road in the kind of commercial volumes that will make sense and actually help us with our greenhouse gas reductions.
So, hey, everybody, here's your chance to tell Arnold Schwarzenegger congratulations on buying his $100,000 Tesla. Now let's get thousands of electric cars on the road so that everyone else can afford them, too.
Exactly.
Thanks for being with us, Jay, and everyone, check out pluginamerica.org, and as always, plug in America.
This edition of the Plug in America podcast was produced by Sherry Boschert and edited by Joseph Fuentes, with music composed by Red Bennett. The Plug in America podcast is supported by listeners like you. For more information, go to pluginamerica.org or email us at podcast@pluginamerica.org.